Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Here's a brand we're all familiar with here in Singapore, Camel Nuts. Yep, but whenever you have this craving for cashew or almond, Camel Nuts is kind of like the go-to brand for Singaporeans, or most Singaporeans at least. But believe it or not, Camel Nuts has been around since 1974, so they've been in the business for about 46 years. It is a sort of family-run business in that sense, because it's now led by its second-generation leader. Camel Nuts is undergoing a brand refresh after more than four decades. The brand refresh saw Camel redrawing its iconic camel icon and even reviewing its font as well. The brand also introduced an established 1974 underline along with the Nut Connoisseur on its new packaging. It's not just that, okay? Camel Nuts has also been officially marked as made with passion, along with other homegrown brands as Singaporeans have grown up with. You know, it's all about these up-and-coming labels as well that's being a part of this. And it's this made with passion mark and how it could potentially work for them that we're going to talk about with Po Shi-in, who is Director Camel Nuts. Shi-in, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. And I love this brand, Camel Nuts, I have to say. 46 years in the business, you are second generation leader. How has it been so far?
It's been fun, very exciting. I love changing things, yes.
Yeah, but it's quite interesting, right? You take over what is essentially a legacy here, and you do get judged on a rebrand, on changing things. Was it difficult to convince?
It was difficult to convince myself even.
Really?
I mean, I studied accountancy and finance. Yeah, totally no knowledge in, marketing, branding. Yeah, so... But, you know, when people started telling me, you know, when they asked me, where are you from? I say, oh, Camel Nuts. And they go, oh, yeah, my parents used to buy Camel Nuts. Or my parents buy Camel Nuts. And I'm like, oh, what about you?
It's true. No, I have to agree with you, because there are brands like Camel Nuts, and without mentioning other brands like, you know, bakeries or confectionaries that are very synonymous or associated with our parents' time, the next generation, they kind of tend to forget them. Is this one of the driving forces behind why you decided to rebrand Camel Nuts?
Yes, that's definitely, I think, the main reason. Yeah, because we realized that our consumers, it came from, from 46 years ago, basically. They grew up with the brand. Yeah, and so, you know, we realized that we have to reconnect with the young now as well. Otherwise, we may be losing this new segment of consumers. So that's why we decided that we wanted to resonate more with the younger consumers. And yeah, it's time to look fresher, look younger. I think all brands go through this. Like, you cannot stay the same, you know, throughout 46 years or, you know, the next 50 years. Yeah, so it's just a stage that we have to go through, or every brand has to go through.
How much does this whole notion of eating healthier or healthy snack come into play when it comes to Camel Nuts? I mean, nuts are actually these peanuts, they can be quite healthy, you know. There are health benefits. But not everyone knows that. So is there something that comes into play because you're looking at a generation of people that's more health conscious?
Totally, exactly. Yeah, so actually this healthy snacking has been around for probably about more than 10 years. Mm. I think my mother, you know, was one of the first in the industry to realize this. So that's we were one of the first. Actually, we were the first in this nuts industry in Singapore to come up with like just natural baked nuts.
Yeah.
Meaning that, you know, we just bake our nuts. So there is no additives at all. We don't use oil to fry them. We don't load them with lots of salt or add sugar. So it's just, you know, the pure good taste of wholesome nuts. That's where you get the best nutrients out of it.
Yeah.
So then we mix it with, because nuts on its own, if you just fry it, I mean, it's good for the austere snacker, you know, who really wants a healthy lifestyle. But we thought that, you know, for others, it may be a bit too bland. So we started adding in some fruits to go with it, some berries. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's where we first introduced our natural cocktail mix.
Yes, that is the go-to snack in my household. You just small packet like that. You don't feel too greedy. You get a few different tastes, a bit of salt, a bit of sweet, and it's nice. Yeah, I have to compliment you on that.
Thank you. Yes, that's where we, you know, started out. Mm. Yeah, and then recently we decided that actually many people don't realize that, you know, we have this range of like healthier nuts. Yeah, so that's where we, you know, as part of our rebranding process as well, we decided to make it more, to make it clearer, to actually, you know, stand out more and to help consumers find us easily. Like, you know, they know that, okay, this is the Camel's natural healthy range of nuts that, you know, you can you use for your daily snacking for a healthier lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed fresher colors going into the packaging and branding as well. That surely plays a part.
Yes, yes, yes. So we try to use like, you know, more pastel, more neutral, natural looking colors, you know, to represent our this healthy segment of nuts.
The Camel Nuts factory, it's still in Singapore, right?
Yes, we have been here all the time, all the while.
I mean, you'll get people who say, why don't you go overseas cheaper?
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
It's too difficult for me. I like to stay here.
No, fair enough. Well, you are true to the whole second generation taking over the family legacy.
No, but for us, it's really like, you know, we've been here, our employees, our staff, you know, grew up with us. We are all here. So it was kind of like difficult for us to venture out as well. I mean, and also we find that Singapore itself, it's a very good brand name itself. I mean, Singapore, everybody knows for our discipline, our hygiene, our high standards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we tell people that, hey, Camel Nuts is produced in Singapore, it's like, it's an additional plus point, a sell point for us.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Yeah. So for us, we didn't think that it was necessary to move out. We wanted to continue to stay here to, you know, be a proud Singapore brand. Yeah.
So, I mean, although we have highlighted that you know, you've taken over as a second generation, on one hand, you have had to tide the company through this COVID-19 pandemic. But on the other hand, the previous generation has had to deal with other, you know, economic crises, like SARS, for example. In terms of impact on Camel Nuts business, how bad was it for COVID-19?
I mean, my parents started this business because they believe that, you know, food is a very resilient industry. So, right, regardless of, you know, any recessions or, yeah, crisis, people eat. So, So food for us, you know, is something that I think can withstand quite a bit of ups and downs because it's not really a staple, but, you know, when you have nowhere to go, when you're stuck at home, what do? You take up some snacks, you watch TV. So that's where Camel Nuts come in.
You're stuck at home for the whole day working from home. It's a full bag right there.
Yes. I guess for me, for us, you know, being in the F&B is very resilient.
But like produce from overseas, is this a factor?
Produce from overseas, of course, you know, we meet with some supply chain hiccups here and there. So like shipments get delayed, which is very common this year. But it's something that, you know, we just have to work around it. Just deal with it. It's just something that, you know, we just stick it in our stride and just go along with it. There's nothing much we can do. We can't grow nuts here.
Well, I can't say anything to that.
Yeah. It does help with like more advanced planning. So, you know, as we realize that this year and probably next is going to be quite unpredictable in terms of supply chain. So we just have to do our planning earlier.
Yeah. I know you guys have started your digitalization efforts some years ago. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? And did that factor in terms of maintaining business throughout this COVID-19 period?
So in terms of digitalization, we did a few things like, you know, we implemented technology for our backend, for our warehousing. Yeah, and then also on the sales front, we actually went online as well. So we revamped our website, you know, we did a lot of, we are more active, not, I wouldn't say a lot, but we are more active on our social media right now.
Okay.
So in terms of like sales, you know, being online and being on social media, it does help because we used to have consumers like actually come by and, you know, buy in bulk and things like that. So you know, this year we stopped that.
Okay.
And yeah, they went online. So especially like during the festive seasons, like Hari Raya.
Mm.
Wow, that was amazing. Like, you know, usually they would just come to our factory, but this year we had to quickly switch online.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a total new experience for us. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, camel nuts, that's the go-to when Chinese New Year comes around. You gotta have all your nuts, you know, for your visitors. Although it will be different next year with social distancing and whatnot. I want to talk a little bit about this Made with Passion mark. You guys are one of the brands involved with it. How did you get involved with this initiative?
Oh, I think this was Enterprise Singapore. They just called us one day and then, you know, told us that we were selected to be one of the brands in this inaugural launch of Made with Passion. Yeah, so I asked a bit more and I was very excited to be part of it, actually, because the tagline was Made with Passion.
Okay.
And so during our rebranding, you know, we had to go through like a series of questions as to, you know, why camel. So finally we came out because we are made in Singapore with passion, and you know, when this initiative came about, we said, hey, that resonates totally. So I guess it wasn't just us, but you know, there are many brands in Singapore, like, you know, our parents, grandparents, and even the newer brands, you know, all of us here in Singapore, we really work, you know, hard to create something that is totally local, and that, you know, we know that what is made by locals for locals, basically. We thought that it was a great initiative that unites all the Singapore brands and, you know, bring like-minded people together.
Mm.
And I think in terms of, like, export as well, like I mentioned earlier, Singapore is a brand name.
Yeah.
So, you know, with this Made with Passion, it consolidates, you know, it reaffirms our position as, you know, being one of Singapore's trusted brands. So even when we go overseas, like, you know, when we are in maybe Middle East, people realize they may not know Camel, but they will see the Singapore branding and they will have more trust in you know, the food produced by a Singapore company. They know that it is produced with strict hygiene standards, that, you know, food safety is there. And there will be the great Singapore taste. You know, Singaporeans, we are all foodies, right?
Yeah.
There is this trust in the food that I think, or in any products that we produce out there.
Yeah, we are getting the right headlines with regard to being safe here in Singapore. If you don't mind, Shane, I want to jump back to the digitalization topic that we were touching on earlier. My first question for that is, which market outside of Singapore is biggest for camel nuts?
So it's really the Southeast Asia for us, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, and also in the Middle East as well. Middle East, we were there since probably 15 years ago. Yeah. When we first started out there, it was very encouraging because of our brand Camel. So yeah, Middle Eastern consumers, you know, they like animal camel. So when they see this camel brand, they were very excited. And it really helped that, you know, the taste, the quality of our products suited their palates. So it's a very promising market for us as well outside of Southeast Asia. For Southeast Asia, it's mainly because there are a lot of travelers. So when they come to Singapore, they try our brand, and then when they go back, they are very happy that, you know, they still can get it back in their countries as well.
Okay, careful. I'm going to talk about the camel in just a while. But before that, with these digitalization efforts, right, does it give you an insight to the demographic of people buying camel nuts? Are you aware of the kind of age group we're talking about here, or is it really spread across?
It's spread across. I mean, to be, you know, totally honest, like, our digitalization has not brought us quite there yet to find out the demographics of our consumers, because our products are available mainly in the retailers, so we don't sell direct to consumers.
Okay.
You know, the retailers are the ones that gets all this information, but from what we have found out, you know, from ad hoc surveys and researchers, it's actually it's still the more matured market, like families. Actually, it's more people with families.
Right.
You know, once you start your own families, you want your, make sure that you snack healthier, your kids snacks well.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, all this nuts buying comes in. Yeah.
Which brings me to my final one, and just a quick one. We started the conversation talking about how the current generation not quite familiar that Camel is a Singapore brand. So do you ever get a question like, oh, Camel, you sell nuts. Why you call it Camel?
Yes, all the time.
And the answer is...
Okay, so this... My parents started this 46 years ago, like in the backyard of their house. So they thought that they needed a brand to represent their products. And back then, what they told me was that people don't recognize words, or, you know, they look more for animals as iconic representation of brands.
Okay.
Yeah, and camel was chosen because it's a very strong, resilient animal that can survive like very harsh desert conditions with very little water. Right. Yeah, and then for Chinese, you know, water symbolizes wealth. Mm. So when they started, they had very little capital, but they wanted to see the camel brand go a very long distance. So they thought it was very symbolic. With very little wealth or water, they will be able to walk through this desert and, you know, come out stronger than ever.
But it's funny, right? Because when you're eating nuts, you really do need to drink a lot of water. I've learned my lessons. I've been speaking with Po Shiin, director of Camel Nuts. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.